We interrupt this program to bring you...
OTOT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Hour number two of Overtime is coming at you live here tonight. Got one more hour with y'all to go on this Thursday evening. I hope everybody out there in Radio Land is doing fantastic. I'm not even going to give you context what Rick Butler is laughing about. We're going to keep that between us. While Rick Butler's trying to compose himself, you know what time it is. It's time for the recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Cole, the floor is yours. Please cut Rick's mic off. Thank you.
Okay, Rick, you are cut off. Okay, I only have a few updates for tonight. Only a few. Rick, I don't know if I can handle you laughing in my peripheral vision, but I will try to get through it. Let's see. Up first, a local project, T. Hodge, Maryville running back. Rick, I can't do it, Rick. I can't. Rick, you got to go outside. Rick, you have to go outside. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay. All right, let's power through. Let's power through. T. Hodge, Maryville running back. He will be on campus this weekend to visit the Vols. 2020 running back, 6'1", 197 pounds, three-star guy. According to 247 Sports Composite, he is the number 38 running back in the 2020 class, number 15 player in the state of Tennessee. With Tennessee, he also holds offers from Kentucky, Louisville, UTC, and Austin Peay. So Tennessee should feel good. And his services come next recruiting cycle. And then the only other one I have for tonight, very, very slow day in recruiting, Caden Martin, if you do not know, is T. Martin's son. He tweeted earlier today that he is on my way, Tennessee, with the orange emoji. Now, that could just mean he's moving here because his dad was just hired by the Vols, but you never know. He does not hold a Tennessee offer yet. He is only a freshman. He is in the 2022 class, so a long way away till he has to make a college decision. But he already has a few offers, and one of them is a big-time program. He holds offers from USC, Florida Atlantic, Duke, and the Crimson Tide of Alabama. That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Already has an SEC offer as a freshman in high school. According to 247 Sports, not a lot of info on him since he is still so young. Dual-threat quarterback, 6 foot, 180 pounds in the 2022 class. No crystal ball predictions yet. No star rankings or player rankings yet. But those are sure to come. You would think, with his dad now joining staff and him moving to town, he will sooner than later get a Tennessee offer. And then, I actually lied. That was not the last thing. That's the last thing I had pulled up. But there is one more thing I wanted to mention. We have talked about him a lot. Haven't talked about him.
Is it wisdom?
It is not.
Ah,
it is not. It's a big-time prospect.
Wisdom. It's not wisdom, Rick.
Yeah. It's a big-time prospect in this recruiting cycle. We thought he was going to pick Tennessee, but he did not. But now things may start to shake up. He broke our hearts a couple weeks ago. I'm talking about Chris Bogle, the defensive end out of Florida. Apparently, he told a NBC staffer he was going to pick Tennessee.
He did.
But then he picked up the Alabama hat, and he is a current Alabama commit. But with the Tosh Lupoi news coming out last night that he is headed to Cleveland. I don't know why this thing is not pulling up. But since he is headed to Cleveland, people have been asking Mr. Bogle about what his future holds. Apparently, he has been DM'd nonstop ever since the news of Lupoi came out. So he tweeted last night. He said, "Please stop DMing me about my future. I don't know yet."
100-100. Respect my decision.
With the emoji. So,
Shoulder shrug for all of you who
shoulder
are listening.
Shoulder shrug. I don't know if the camera's on me. I don't
think
it
is on you.
Okay, yeah. It is on me. Okay, so Periscope listeners, I know what I'm talking about. So you don't know, you know, if that means anything, but he says he doesn't know what his future is yet, so he might have an open mind still. And then also, I also thought it was interesting, Charles Kelly turned down the Maryland job today. He is Bogle's primary recruiter for Tennessee. So maybe, just maybe, in a perfect world, that is why he decided to stick with Tennessee. Maybe he knows Bogle is thinking about changing his mind, and he thinks he can bring the big man to Knoxville. But you never know. That may be a stretch, but that is out there. I will put that out there for you to chew on. And with that, that is officially the last update for the night. Thank you, fellas. Rick, you can come back, Rick.
Clapping from the hallway.
You can come back, Rick.
Get back in here and get the camera off Cole, at least.
All right.
You're killing me.
Have you composed yourself, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. Turn my mic on.
Okay, I'm going to do a live read now.
Still on my computer, man.
I need you.
We're done.
I need
We're
you done. To compose yourself through the live read.
We're back to the John Wick cast.
Recruiting updates, as always, are brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. They are your go-to kitchen renovation source. They've been helping people across East Tennessee for 12 years now. Any surface you can think of, they have hundreds of different options, all at the best value in Knoxville. Granite, quartz, marble, and more. Good for any project, big or small. And most other countertop installations take less than a day. Go see the KSI showroom for yourself. You can go in there. One of the project managers will help you right away with whatever you need done, and they will guide you step-by-step through the process. They are located at 3900 Millbrook Pike, right in the heart of Knox County. Call them at 865-971-5800. You will get a free in-home estimate for your project when you give them a call. Check them out online at knoxstoneinteriors.com. Go follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also their new YouTube channel. Be looking for a new video from owner Kelly Milligan on either marble or quartz countertops. Don't know which one she's going to do next, but start a new series trying to give you the intro to whatever surface you may have questions about. And if there's anybody to be the countertop expert, it is Kelly Milligan. So be on the lookout for that. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Also be on the lookout on Periscope around tomorrow, a little after 1 o'clock. We will be there tomorrow, our monthly Periscope video. Going to talk balls, hoops, of course. Talk some of these staff shakeups and anything else that may be on our minds. And, of course, Kelly is going to share her wisdom when it comes to countertop renovations and all the good stuff at KSI with you as well. So be on the lookout for that tomorrow when we will be at KSI. You okay, Rick?
Yeah.
I'm telling him.
No.
So,
no.
You sure?
No. No.
You weren't looking for this, though. It just popped up.
No. It was from 21 hours ago.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, no.
Of course, he will be in John Wick Chapter 3, as he was in Chapter 2. He was not in Chapter 1, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless I'm going to make sure I'm not misremembering something. Let me look up his filmography. Before I do that, did you know he was on Pee Wee Herman's show back in the day?
I did not.
Yes.
He's in one of my all-time favorite shows, Crime Scene Investigation.
Hmm. Ooh, that he is. No, he was not the first John Wick. That's what I thought. He's only been in Chapter 2. He will be in Chapter 3. Rick was just looking up stuff at Lawrence Fishburne. Found out something about his daughter. Do you want to share the recent news, or you want to find out what we found out about her?
His daughter was arrested yesterday.
As in, he just found the story 21 hours ago. What does the headline say, Rick?
I gotta find it. Montana Fishburne pees in front of the cops during a DUI arrest. But it's also...
That's not it, though.
It's the context.
The context being that we found out that Montana Fishburne used to be an actress of a certain film genre. A film genre that is very... you can find a lot of it on the internet. That's all I'm going to say. She used her real name. Did not use the stage name.
Lawrence Fishburne was very unhappy about
Lawrence Fishburne basically had nothing to do with her. He disowned her.
He was very unhappy. This was 21 hours ago.
I lost control of my program.
Oh, no.
I lost control of my program like Montana lost control of her bladder.
There you go.
Yeah. She went to the law work with her real name. Her dad disowned her.
Oh.
Then Rick found out she had like some warrant out for arrest, and then all of a sudden, stepped peeing in front of the cops.
She had a warrant out for arrest in September.
Oh. Oh, God.
Again. But it escalated.
(865) 546-8200 I have to take a break here. Rick has to try and compose himself. I'm getting really worried about him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Overtime. We're back on Overtime. Rick's going to try to compose himself the best he can.
Look, man, maybe we should just cut the show and head to laser tag.
That's not a bad idea, but we have commitments to fulfill.
Oh.
We still have a birthday game to play.
Interesting. Oh, yes.
Coming up next. But before we do that, we're going all around here. Let's go to college basketball. Man, Oklahoma State, not a good week for your program. That's not the article I wanted. Hold on a second. They had to kick three players off their team. Had to kick three players off their basketball team here.
Wow.
Let's find the backstory here. Here we go. I looked up Oklahoma State players, and I thought it was the right story. And it said, no, three Oklahoma State signees are invited to McDonald's All-American game. Nope, that ain't it. Here we go. Oklahoma State coach Mike Boynton. He had to dismiss three players for alleged vandalism.
Ooh.
These players are redshirt sophomore guard Michael Weathers and two freshman forwards, Maurice Kalu, I say that, and Contravius Jones for a violation of team rules. The program announced this yesterday morning. Oklahoma State's coach Mike Boynton said, "We have a standard of behavior that we expect from everyone in our program, and we're going to move forward with the people who want to abide by those standards. I wish the others well as they move on." They are linked to an ongoing investigation of a New Year's Day vandalism of two vehicles with BB guns out in Stillwater. According to Stillwater Police, this is a public information report that was obtained by the Tulsa World. The total damage of the two vehicles totaled $5,500.
Wow.
Yikes.
Whoa.
So according to the report, the officers investigated a reported vandalism that included two shattered backdoor windows, damage to a 2015 Toyota RAV4 and a 2011 Chevy Cruze. The RAV4 sustained approximately 30 BB holes and dents in the windows and body on both sides.
Open practice.
Totaling $5,000 in damage. The Chevy Cruze sustained approximately 3 BB holes in the windshield, totaling $500 in damage. It occurred between 11:30 and 11:45 p.m. New Year's Day.
See, when I think, like, when you originally said vandalism, I was thinking, well, they probably went and spray painted, you know, some kind of graphic material on a wall somewhere.
No, they were doing the Ralphie Parker Christmas story.
I mean, this is
out with the Red Ryder BB gun that they got for Christmas. Instead of shooting their eye out, they were shooting windows out.
These guys are maniacs.
They metaphorically shot their own eye because they are now no longer on the team. This, however, is not what I'm getting to. So, three players. It's a lot of it's a lot to kick off there. It's a big hit for your def, obviously. Don't need to tell you that. So how about this? Today, Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball tweeted out, "Think you can help the Cowboys? Open walk-on tryouts are tonight." Click the link for more info. So 6 p.m. Central. So right now as we speak, Oklahoma State basketball is holding walk-on tryouts.
Good luck, everybody.
Do they have enough to field a team right now?
I'm sure they do, but I mean, it's just like a depth thing just in case.
Wow. It's like when Tennessee had to go to the frat houses to get the field goal
Derek kicker. Brodus.
Yeah.
I remember that story. He had to be like drunk off his ass, right? He was like asleep on the couch and they had to come get him.
Was it Butch?
That was Dooley.
Yeah, Dooley. That's Dooley.
I was at that game. It was 2011 MTSU. Remember it like it was yesterday. Remember it like it was yesterday, man. Old Derek Brodus.
Wow,
so,
that's funny.
Here are the requirements to be a walk-on Oklahoma State. They must be a full-time student at Oklahoma State, be within your five-year NCAA eligibility window, so first enrolled in fall of 2014, have proof of health insurance, have had a physical within the last 6 months, proof of a sickle cell test.
Oh.
It can be done at the Student Health Center. So how about that? You have that, you can try on, you can try out to walk on.
If you were an Oklahoma State
basketball,
if you were an OSU student, would you go for it just
yes.
for the hell of it?
Yes.
I mean, you can't miss that,
no, yeah.
right?
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Like, I can't even shoot a basketball. I can barely even dribble.
Exactly.
But I would go with my headband and short shorts and Luka Doncic jersey.
Hey, Chucks. If you do enough, Rick, yeah. you could be part of the OSU bench mob over there, man. You can be a Brad Woodson.
See, that's what I would specifically...
You could be a Jacob Fleischman.
That's what I would specifically try out for. Yeah. I would show all my cool celebrations, you know.
That way...
Talk about the four-man celebrations that we could potentially do.
And
that would be my in on the team.
It's a Big 12 game. Like they'll be playing like West Virginia, who's not that good. And if it's a blowout near the end, Mike Boynton points to the bench. Butler, in! 30 seconds left.
No! No!
Come on. You wouldn't tell me if you got past the ball right there in the corner, man...
Oh, yeah, I'd pull. Oh, yeah.
Imagine if it's a home game, the whole student section, Butler, Butler, Butler.
And then I would shoot it. I would pull
airball.
A Swaggy P, immediately start walking down the court.
As airballs.
As I'm walking down, do the arrow celebration. Not play defense when we got back.
No, you would be cherry picking. That's what you'd be doing. You'd already be running down to the other end of the court.
I would never...
Doing the
ever step
ball.
Before or step in front of the three-point line. Never. I would only stay around the three-point line.
As you should.
Yeah. I mean,
you're walk on, man.
I'm a sharpshooter.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been known for.
Pull it from the logo.
Oh, yeah. I get my one chance to dribble the ball down. They're like, you hear the coach, don't mess it up, kid! You got it, coach. Right as you cross that.
Throw it up.
Pull it.
You got little Chris Kyle here, the American sniper.
It literally doesn't even make it to the free throw line. It's basically a pass. And then when it is a completed pass, yeah, just like we drew it up, guys.
I'm imagining the guys that will be brought onto the team as a walk-on after these tryouts. I bet like something terrible happens. Like there's some like unforeseen rash of injuries. And like they need to put him in. I bet you these walk-ons aren't even thinking of actually playing any basketball. All of a sudden, there'll be some game where like three players go out with like rolling their ankle. They can't
Sickle
continue for
cell.
The game. It's like a tight game too.
Yeah.
And you have to go in. Imagine they would be urinating on themselves.
My favorite basketball player in history would be the guy, the walk-on guy, who like is totally out there for just a joke. And after everything he does, he just yells Kobe. Even if it's just like a simple pass. Just,
Kobe! That wouldn't be Kobe, man. Kobe didn't pass.
Kobe
didn't pass.
Yeah, but he says it for everything. Yeah, like he's getting pick and rolled, right? He's getting picked on defense. Kobe!
Throwing a towel to the starter. Kobe! Getting the Gatorade. Kobe!
Gives a high five during a
Kobe.
Free throw. Kobe!
If Tennessee had to hold walk-on tryouts, Rick, would you go? You're the only one in this room that's still eligible.
Oh, you're right. Of course I
would. You seriously try? Would you actually do it?
I would make it a video series for the website. Oh, like I would make this into a big production.
You
Absolutely.
Are you are friends with Brad Woodson, aren't you?
Yeah. We played on a couple intramural teams together. Good friend.
How did you do on the intramurals?
Man, we got
honest, Rick.
We got second place in softball and just one of the most defeating losses I've ever witnessed in my whole life.
I've had some of those as well. My time at UT.
I mean, just.
Wait, I haven't heard about this. You have to share the story now.
I don't know if there was a story to it. It was just like a close game the whole time, and just somebody like Jimmy just rails it on their team and into the gap, which is hard to do because you have four outfielders.
Yeah.
But just booms it, and you know, just a total walk off. But in the semifinals, believe it or not, I hit a walk off in the park. Home run where I tripped and fell over second base.
Oh, no.
And was still able to get the inside the park walk-off to send us to the championship.
You did tell me about that story back in the day, though.
I told it on the drive, and everybody made fun of me a lot.
That sounds like some poor fielding.
It was one of the ones where, like, I honestly just hit, like, a line drive to the center fielder.
Yeah.
But it was hard enough to where he just totally missed it.
Yeah.
Right? Like a buffoon.
Yeah.
And then it just kept on rolling.
You know.
And that's when I slipped. And I was like, oh, he probably got it. You know, I'm just on second base. And then I hear it, keep running! I'm like, oh, no! Get back up and start running.
In my experience in softball intramurals at UT, it always amazed me how the similarities between playing softball at UT and T-ball / Little League, how many similarities there were, especially when it came to fielding. Yeah. Because there would always be that guy, a lot of the times the girl, here comes the ball, just a simple grounder, puts her gloves down right between her legs.
Yeah.
Almost
Bill Buckner.
Almost every game.
If I'm playing the infield and it's a hard ground ball, and like it's kind of bouncing. Mm. Like I'll give a half-ass effort to grabbing it, but like I'm not throwing my body in the line.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, golly.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a tryhard.
Sure.
Sounds like your mural softball is very dramatic.
It actually is.
It's intense.
It might have been my favorite intramural sport I've played.
Really?
Yeah. It's fun.
It's very fun.
It's fun.
And when you crank that slow pitch high ball, oh my gosh, you feel like Barry Bonds. You throw a bat flip in there, and then the student umpire tells you not to do that anymore, and you're like, okay, I apologize.
While we're on the subject, Rick, let me ask you, are you a fan of the second home plate or no?
No.
I
forget.
It's dumb. It is so dumb.
I mean, you are bustling down that third base line, right? The world around you has stopped. I totally nailed that microphone.
It's okay.
The world around you has stopped. And I mean, you're in your head, you're imagining you're in the bigs. You're at the ballpark in San Francisco, in New York, right? The lights are shining. And you hit that home plate. You start celebrating like Rocky Balboa on top of the steps in Philadelphia. And then you get called out,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me?
Yeah.
This is madness.
Dumb. Yeah. I
totally get you.
I've never been a fan of it. Never. Such a millennial thing. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. We are the generation to complain about safety.
We are the generation to have
moving the home plate 3 feet to the right when that's the one you're supposed to hit.
We would be the generation to have two home plates. That is too dangerous to only have one. So stupid. Come on, UT. We're better.
I had no clue that was a thing.
Give me a collision at the plate.
Yeah.
It's what we live for.
It's always a girl catcher, too. You know, you barrel through her. You know you're safe.
Yes. Now, that's right.
Yeah,
if
like
you're playing co-ed, there's likely a girl at home plate.
Be acting like your Pete Rose, just barreling into somebody.
You're safe every time if she gets the ball. No way she's hanging on to it.
Cole doesn't mean that as a sexist comment.
Just saying, they're not good.
He doesn't mean it like that, though.
No, that
we don't condone that.
I have never played in a intramural softball game. I've played in quite a few where a girl has not played the catcher position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that was fun, boys, sharing your intramural softball stories. We have to go ahead and hit this break because we have a loaded birthday game coming up.
Ooh,
I have 13. Yeah, we do. It's big time. We're gonna go ahead and give ample time for it. We got it coming up next. Rick versus Cole. You don't want to miss it. More of Overtime after this break.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Okay, I've been waiting for this. This is the best birthday game we've done in quite some time. This may be the best one of the year. Maybe hard to top the pure number and name quality we have.
That's saying something, Tanner.
It's 13 names. It's an A-plus list.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
That sounds good.
I mean, any type of, I mean, politics, history, sports.
January 17th. Stand up.
Name it.
Yeah.
I did have 14 originally. Cut out one just so I would have an odd number. I had to cut out Jake Paul.
Oh, okay. Oh. Jake Paul.
Logan Paul's brother, yeah.
I'm about to say, that sounds familiar, but who is that?
Yeah, I didn't care cutting him off. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it the time it deserves. Let's get into it. First up, I think this might be most obvious one day. First one to say it. She's 97.
Betty White.
It's Betty White.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Ryan Reynolds posted a picture of her.
Yes.
I had somebody tell me it was her birthday.
When they got that one out of the way. Yeah, Betty White. All right, Rick is on the board 1-0, first of all. I'm going to go all the way just randomly here. Let's do this one. She's 39 years old today. She's an actress. I'm going to make sure I don't get her nationality wrong. Hold on a second. Yeah, she's American. I thought she was Canadian for some reason. American actress, model, singer, songwriter. She has a good singing voice as well. Been in movies such as The Good Girl, The New Guy, Elf.
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting Rick got it first. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Cole got the pronunciation, but Rick got it first. Zooey Deschanel, yeah.
I said, like, Zooey
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, New Failure
Girl.
To Launch.
New Girl.
Yep. New Girl.
Yes, man.
She was Zooey in Elf.
Yes.
I didn't know that for the longest time.
She's
I didn't.
Pretty.
She is.
Lovely singing voice. Yeah. Lovely singing voice.
Yeah.
Okay. 2-0 Rick. Long way to go here. He is 62 years old today. He is an American. He's a comedian. He's also a television host, producer.
Steve Harvey.
It's Steve Harvey. Oh. Current host of A Family Feud. He also has the Steve Harvey Morning Show and the Steve Talk Show, just called Steve.
Hmm. Y'all like his game show?
Besides Family Feud? Or are you talking about Family Feud?
Y'all like that?
Well, he does other ones.
I like the bloopers.
He's a funny host.
He's funny.
I think he's the second best Family Feud host all time behind Richard Dawson. No, I second that, Richard Dawson.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And his creepy way he would kiss every woman.
That is odd. That is odd.
Yeah, a different time back then. All right, 2-1 here. Let's keep it rolling here. He is 88 years old today, still kicking. He's an American actor. He has been known for his deep voice. He's voiced Darth Vader, Mufasa.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
How about that, man? Darth Vader and Mufasa.
Two of the biggest roles. Ooh. Two of the biggest roles.
Yeah.
Two goats.
3-1, Rick. Let's keep it rolling here. Ooh, how about this one? He's 38 years old today. You'll know who this person is. You may not be an A-lister, but you'll know who he is. This guy is an American singer, rapper, songwriter, television personality.
Nick Cannon.
No. Good guess, though, but no. He has been in Celebrity Big Brother on the 19th season. He's really known for being in a certain tape.
Oh, Ray J.
Is Ray J.
Oh.
With old Kim.
Oh.
Kim K.
Kim K.
That was a good one.
It's dirty.
Okay, 3-2, Rick. Still got 8 more to go. Good Lord.
This is a good day.
48 years old today. He is an American record producer, rapper. He's known. He has a close association, at least in the last few years, with Tennessee football.
Lil Jon.
Is Lil Jon.
Oh, man. I was just getting there.
Lil Jon in the East Side Voice.
Mm.
Get Low. Turn Down for What?
Third Down for What?
And Third Down for What? Is 3-3. Let's keep it rolling. 35 years old today. Let me see exactly. Oh, I didn't know he was Scottish. He's a Scottish DJ, record producer, singer, songwriter.
How old?
35. He is Skrillex. Scottish. Is not Skrillex is not Scottish. Oh. It was his birthday like yesterday, I think.
It was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
It was.
Okay, was he's known for these singles here. Feel So Close. Sweet
Calvin Harris.
Okay, please.
Give it to Rick.
Yes!
Give it to Rick. Rick started.
It's a close one.
That was close one. I heard Rick. Sorry.
Well, some clowns need you right now.
4-3, Rick. Oh, this is a good one. 57 years old today. We all know him and love him. He's been in so many movies. He's an actor. He's Canadian-American.
Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey. Oh, yes. Oh. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, The Truman Show.
Yes, man.
Liar, Liar, Man on the Moon, The Grinch.
That's my favorite.
Lemony Snickets, wow, A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Wow, he has been a lot. He's got, Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
Yep.
The best one of his.
Fun with Dick and Jane. Horton Hears a Who.
He's got the best facial expressions.
And now he's absolutely lost his mind now. He has absolutely lost his mind.
Yeah, he has.
Have you seen some of his paintings?
No.
No. He's lost his mind.
Okay.
Lost his mind. Okay. 4-4. He would have been 77 years old today. The GOAT.
Muhammad Ali.
Cole.
Twitter told.
I saw it on Twitter as well today. I just didn't know he was 77.
So this is, this is the first to seven. Okay, still got a while to go. It's 5-4 Cole, though. 37 years old today, NBA player, the Heat.
D-Wade.
It's D-Wade. Oh, Rick.
No.
It's slipping away from Rick.
Oh, my gosh.
It says 6-4. 6-4 Cole. It's okay. Rick can still come back. 6-4. Okay, let's see here. 48 years old today. He's an American musician. A bunch of different genres. Started out in like rap, then he transitioned to rock. Now he's country. Kind of controversial.
Oh,
Michigan.
Kid Rock?
It is Kid Rock. Cole takes it. Damn.
Yeah, he's very controversial.
Yeah. What's your favorite Kid Rock song? Baba Daba?
I'm not the biggest Kid Rock fan.
Pitcher with Sheryl Crow?
No. And we were singing.
American Badass?
We were doing it.
All summer long.
Yeah, all summer long.
I hate that song.
It's too close to Sweet Home Alabama.
How can you hate it?
Well, it's not too close. It ripped off that and Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon.
Yeah, it has the riff of Sweet Home Alabama. I can't.
Not Kid Rock Hater. I love late 90s, early 2000s Kid Rock. You ever heard Cowboy? You've had to hear Cowboy, Rick. You're a Cowboys fan.
Cowboy.
Cowboy. Let's finish this up. Still a lot of great names here. We got two more left here. Really good names, though. He would have been 313 today. He's a founding father. However, he was not a president.
Ben Franklin.
It is Benjamin Franklin.
How could you have possibly known that?
That's one of the first names I would have said. Founding father, but not a president.
I'm getting destroyed here.
He's on money.
Alexander Hamilton.
That's a good one, too. It was his birthday two days ago, too.
Yeah.
You're a couple days late.
Cowboy. Let's wrap it up here. Yeah. Okay, last one. She's 55 today.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, Michelle Obama. Damn, Rick.
Cowboy.
It was such a good game, and then Cole just slammed the door right in Rick's face.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, big, big, big.
You're talking about Kid Rock.
The boogie. I love Kid Rock. You don't realize that you love Kid Rock until someone mentions Kid Rock.
And then you realize, actually, I got some Kid Rock songs I like. The Undertaker did the American Badass gimmick. His first theme music back, yeah. American Badass.
Yeah, it was.
I am American Badass! You can roll with rock, or you can.
All right, how Jimmy Fallon will do, or Kimmel, or whoever it is, does those funny videos where he takes to the streets and he starts asking about
presidents or
something, right?
Yeah.
And it was right during what were the elections that just happened? They were the
midterms.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he asked some idiot. He was like, "Yeah, how do you feel about Kid Rock being elected as your next so and so?" And they were like, "Well, I don't like his music, but that doesn't mean he can't be like our president and, transfer professions and do really good at it. So I'm all for Kid Rock.
He did consider that senator of Michigan a while ago. Never went through with it, though.
Some people out there, man, just believe Kid Rock.
Imagine President Kid Rock.
My.
President Kid Rock. Would you imagine that?
Would you rather have President Kid Rock or President Ted Nugent?
Kid Rock.
Can I change it to President The Rock?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
He might run. Don't be surprised.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Don't be surprised.
Man, that would be something. Mm. Well, no other country would ever screw with us.
No. Yeah, I'd be scared.
Well, give them a rock bottom through this.
Let me tell you something, ISIS. The Russ gonna lay the smack it down on your terrorist ass. Did we still have Adam
Take
on the
line? Take your ass and book it to the SmackDown Hotel.
No, he's calling back after the segment.
Okay, let's go ahead and take this break. Nice. Adam wanted to talk about intramural softball.
Bring it.
One more segment to go. If you want to be right behind Adam, call 865-546-8200. We're going to finish overtime strong when we come back. Well, I'm sailing. I don't know what my show has become.
Did y'all know that Kid Rock is in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I did know that.
WrestleMania 25 performance.
Vince puts anybody in the Hall of Fame now. Our current president is in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is. Just incredible.
He actually had more to do with WWE than Kid Rock did. Our president did give a takedown to Vince McMahon.
Real quick, one answer. Do you think Chris Jericho goes into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes, he will.
Could you see Vince being petty?
Okay, by the time he probably goes in, Vince may be dead.
Oh,
so.
See ya.
Whoa.
He's an old man.
Jericho's almost 50.
But that doesn't mean he has to go in as soon as he retires from wrestling.
But he will. Everyone does.
I mean, he's going to.
The NFL, you know, they vote people in.
They put Jeff Jarrett in. This past class, and Vince McMahon, as soon as they had the episode where they took over, they bought WCW, Vince McMahon straight up said, oh, as for the Jeff Jarretts of the world, you consider yourself G-O-O-N-E-E gone. Just fired him on TV, never showed up again.
G-O-O-N-E-E gone.
Never showed up again, and they put him in. They will put Jericho in. Don't you worry, Rick.
Yeah, you know they will.
Don't you worry, Rick. Well, Adam is not called back with his intramural story, so Adam, if you're listening, consider this the bat signal. While we await, you had to know this was coming. Urban Meyer is back as a TV analyst.
Mm.
This is a report from Nick Bromberg of Yahoo Sports. Isn't Nick on, he's been on Trey Wallace's show a lot, has he not?
Probably everybody.
Very familiar name.
Everybody's on his show.
Pretty sure Nick has that. It's also
everybody.
True. Report, Urban Meyer close to a TV deal with Fox to serve as an analyst, not going back to the mothership. Interesting. Hmm. So, according to a Sporting News report, the recently retired Ohio State coach is close to deal with Fox to become a part of the network's college football coverage this upcoming season. Fox has TV deals with the Big Ten, Big 12, and the Pac-12. Of course, during his one-year hiatus from Florida before he took the Ohio State job. He was a color commentator in 2011. The Sporting News report said Meyer is being given a choice to either be a part of Fox's studio cast or be a part of the game coverage. Fox's number one game crew is the great Gus Johnson and the miserable human being Joel Klatt.
Boo.
While Joe Davis and Brady Quinn... Remember Brady Quinn?
Brady Quinn. Oh, yeah. Hello.
They are USC? Fox's number two announcing duo.
Hmm. Okay.
You know what? If Urban takes the TV deal, he does the game coverage, and that means Joel Klatt is out with number one job, so be it.
I can get on board with that.
Gus Johnson, Urban Meyer, sure.
I can get on board with that.
I'd rather listen. I don't like Urban Meyer or Joel Klatt. I'd rather hear Urban Meyer talk. I'll never forgive Joel Klatt for what he said about Tennessee fans.
Urban does.
Never will forgive him.
Urban does have an Eeyore voice, though.
Well, you know, I guess that's what the defense did right here on that play.
Will.
Oh, bother.
The quarterback's going to have to throw the ball.
I don't think he talks just like that.
Abuse? What was that?
Oh, God. Jesus. What is this show becoming?
Cole said it.
Murder?
Not us.
Murder? What?
Hernandez?
Can you tell me how to delete my text messages?
Brandon Spikes.
Chris Rainey, time to die. What?
My head
what
hurts. Was that text? I'm going to retire.
I think I got another cyst on my brain.
My head hurts.
Oh, my chest again.
Somebody bring me some Advil.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are y'all doing?
What are we doing?
Okay, let's go back to the topic at hand. Urban Meyer, will you welcome him back to TV coverage?
No,
you know,
man.
Honestly, I'm
so sick of the guy.
I don't watch a lot of games on Fox as it is. I mean, because that's primarily what, Big Ten, isn't it?
They have, it's Big Ten, Big 12, and Pac 12.
I don't watch a lot of those games.
Oh, well, yeah. Especially not the pregame shows for
No.
them.
No. I can't even name you anybody who's on the pregame. Actually, I can name one person. I think they got Robert Smith on there. Yeah, that's the only one I remember. And he used to be on ESPN. Mm. That's it. Yeah. I don't know. I watch Fox coverage. They got good games on there. I mean, I think they got the rights now, especially since they have Big Ten rights. They're always going to have Michigan, Ohio State on there.
Sure.
They got quality Big 12 games. I think Oklahoma, Texas was on there this year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch the big games.
If you want to watch the big games, if he wants to do the game crew, you're probably going to hear his voice.
And, you know, honestly, yeah. I don't know if I'd care that much. I mean, no, I don't want to hear his dumb voice, but...
I wouldn't be in an uproar.
I mean, if I have to listen to him for one game a year, two sure. games tops, I can deal with it. Sure.
Yeah, sure, that's something you can deal with.
Well, but I'm just... Like, give us a break from him.
Yeah.
We've seen so much of him in the media. We've talked about him so much. He's not a good guy.
Mm.
Like, just no, give not. Us a break from
he's
him.
He's not.
Man.
All right. Let's close out the show talking about this here. Oh, my God. How about this story? Let me get the official source here. We go up to Reading, Pennsylvania. The newspaper, The Reading Eagle. How
Ooh.
About that? When you say that, it makes me think of a bald eagle who is flipping through Jack Kerouac or something like that.
There you go.
Okay, I can't find like the original story. But the tweet, however, says, Kutztown. So Kutztown up in Pennsylvania. Kutztown police looking for volunteers to get drunk for free.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
How about
Here
that?
We go. Oh, and here's the official Facebook post from the police department up there. And Kutztown with a K, Pennsylvania. The Kutztown Police Department is looking for 3 volunteers to assist us in training officers to administer standardized field sobriety tests during suspected DUI traffic stops.
Wow.
The volunteers must be available on April the 4th, 2019, between 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. Alcohol will be provided. However, you will not receive any compensation for your time. In order to be eligible, you must meet the below criteria. So let's go through the below criteria.
All right. Should we see if we meet the criteria, all 3 of us?
As soon as this Facebook post
If it's
lands.
Applicable.
Here we go. You got 5 things you must meet.
All right. We'll see which one of us does it out of the 4.
First up, be in good health between the ages of 25 and 40.
I'm there.
Wow, that sucks.
Cole is 25. Out. That's right. Okay, Cole. So everybody, me
Cole's
and Rick.
Cole's still in.
Me and Rick are both out immediately. With no history of drug or alcohol abuse. Cole, I did see you snorting cocaine earlier, so you're out.
Tanner, I thought that was on the DL. Bro.
Cole did not snort
wow.
coke. Cole did not snort coke. It was a joke. Cole's still in. 2, clean criminal history.
Check.
Okay.
3, be willing to drink hard liquor to the point of inebriation.
Wow. Wow.
Hard.
Hard sell.
Hard liquor.
Mm. I don't know about
let's
the hard.
Some, let's give you some Jack.
To the point of
I'll
what?
Give you some.
And
to getting drunk.
Oh. It's a big word for saying drunk.
Okay, 4. Sign a waiver releasing the borough of Kutztown of any liability. They make you sign those waivers. You do, really. So.
Yeah, you sign waivers everywhere. Sure, I'll sign it.
And 5.
Are you going to read it before you sign it?
No.
Nah. No, never read one.
5. Have a sober / responsible party take care and control after the training.
I've got 2 right here.
We'll do it.
I've got 2.
Sign us up.
Interested individuals should contact Chief Craig Summers during normal business hours at 610-683-3543, extension 324.
Chief Summers, be looking for my call.
And how about this? It's too late.
Ah,
they had to edit the post. Thank you all. This is in all caps, by the way, to let you know it's urgent. Thank you all for your interest in helping us out. We have had an overwhelming response for this, and at this point, we have enough volunteers for this training.
Shocker.
Those who are selected will be contacted by Chief Summers. Oh, this got shared a lot. This is over 1,300 shares, 755 comments.
Wow. And they only needed three?
Yeah. We've had an overwhelming response.
Yeah, I mean,
the cops are going to give you free liquor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. You don't hear about that a lot.
They'll say, we will not give you compensation. Who cares? You're giving me free booze.
I feel like it's probably not the cheap stuff either.
Mm.
Or is it?
They might give you some, like, well liquor from the local bar.
Some Burnett's.
Bottom shelf. They might give you Taka, that disgusting bomb shelf vodka. Y'all know what Taka is,
oh,
right?
They might give you the stuff that you find in the small little bottles of the Weigels, of the Weigels beer.
My buddy for the Kentucky game, he went to a liquor store on the strip.
Yeah.
And he needed to sneak some in his boot. They have just the worst vodka you can imagine. This wasn't flavored. I mean, this is straight vodka. Got in the little pouches.
Mm. Oh.
It was terrible. It's what they probably give you. Here, sip from this pouch, sir.
That's way more likely than them handing you a nice bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh, this article said more. They'd probably give you Popov.
Popov
vodka.
Wow.
You buy a whole fifth for $5.
Popov vodka.
Popov. P-O-P-O-V. Oh, disgusting.
Look, I'll tell you what. It's got 4.1 stars out of 3 votes.
Probably because you drank it so quick
on
and like
drizzly.com.
No thanks. God almighty. What a weird show. We're out of
this
here.
This has been one of our best hours we've
That's
done.
True. We're going to play laser tag. We're going to Next Level Entertainment. Me, Rick, and Cole. Going to kick some ass over in laser tag.
Two words for everybody at the station.
Yeah, you know what they are. Hopefully we don't end up urinating ourselves like Montana Fishburne.
I'm done.
For Rick Butler and Cole McCormick, I'm Tedder Carson. Be back tomorrow.